Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Hey, Mr. Dennis. How are you doing?
Not a problem.
This is Nesto.
Nesto, what's going on, buddy?
I'll return your call.
Not a problem. Hey, I ran into a little bit of an issue. It looks like on the Secretary of State, your name's actually on there, so that it's showing that you're the business owner on the Secretary of State.
I am.
Alright. Yeah, we'd have to do it in your name then, buddy. They would, I mean, that's what they're going to look at. It just says Ernest Williams Jr. on the actual State of Georgia, Secretary of State, for the actual business license, you know what I mean? So, did you want to just have everything switched over to your name and give it a shot that route?
Well, what I could do is, I can have her add it on, or just have the other business license in her name.
Okay, is it still under Nesto's Parlor then?
Yes, it's going to be Ernesto Parlor. So okay. I could re-submit that to her name and it'll come in her name.
Okay. This one says it's issued back on 3/19/2014. So if you reissue it, will it start it all over?
Yeah, it'll start all over because we moved to another location. That building you see, they're getting ready to tear that down.
Are they? Okay.
So I got to move by that building next month.
Well, what'll happen then is they're going to end up having to use that new start date. And being that you'd be at less than 2 years' time in business, I think the maximum I could ever go up to would be right around $49,500 for a startup company, because they'd consider it a startup at that point. Even though it's the same name and everything, but you know the documentation they have to go off of would be this Secretary of State.
Oh, I got you when I started.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. So
what route would we need to go then?
Man, that's a tough one. I mean, we could try to do it in your name currently.
Okay.
If you want to go that route.
My credit ain't strong as hers. It doesn't matter, though.
I mean, it is a little credit-driven. It really is. But is this the only company that you own? Nesto's
Father? Yes. Yes.
Okay. I mean, that's really your
that's
best
a lot
bet.
To run that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I actually thought about getting my barber's license at one point myself. It's a good little side gig to have, you know?
Say it again.
I dated a hairstylist, and she was telling me that I should get my barber's license just to like do on the side and stuff. You know, it's good money to make
oh,
on the side.
Oh yeah. So, yeah, it's a growing business now.
Really
it
is. Got all these,
it made over $24 billion this year.
Oh wow, I can't believe it.
Yeah,
it's all these hipsters growing their beards out and stuff.
So what we need to do again is.
Man, I really just need the application coming back with all your information on there is really where we need to start at and go from there, really.
Okay, I'll figure it out. I'll call you Tuesday.
Okay,
buddy. That was the only problem?
I mean, really, right now, just looking at the State of Georgia, Secretary of State, I was looking at it. It's got everything on there, Nesto's Parlor, the 3005 Peachtree Road, Suite C. It's got the issue date 3/19/2014, so we've got more than 2 years' time in business. And then I looked at the name on there, and boom, there's your name, Ernesto Williams Jr. So it didn't have her name on there. So they're going to look at that and say, okay, well, he has to be on the loan then. So that's where we're at this point.
Okay, so I have to be on the loan. So the code, the officer ain't got nothing to do with it.
Right.
The officer owns it.
Well, this is
added to it.
We could have her added to it. I mean, she can be a co-signer. That's not a problem. She can be on the loan.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll do mine, and she can co-sign for me. How about that?
That works. You know what? I can get the application out to you, and there's a spot on the bottom of the application that has second owner. Even though it's going to be all under your name, and I'll have her as a co-signer, you can just put all your information on there. I just need your name. Signed, printed, signed, social, birth date, and home address.
Okay. So I use home address, everything at the same thing at the barber shop.
You know, I don't even need you to sign this, to be honest with you. I'll just get the information from you now.
Okay, that's cool.
So your name's Ernest Williams Jr.?
Yeah.
Ernest Williams Jr. And what was your social, Ernest?
252.
Okay.
3353 22.
So 252, 3353 22.
5322. Yeah. So you can see I ain't used my credit in 3 years. I sold everything to get what I got.
Well, you're doing well, man. You're doing pretty good, it looks like. So I've got 252-33-5322.
Yes.
Okay, and what was your birthday?
1965.
4965?
No, 1965. January 9th, 1965.
965 already. I thought you said 49. That's my birthday, April 9th.
You just had one.
I sure did. 40 years old now. Scary.
That's good. I've been all 40 years old. What I got going on right now? I was struggling at 40, trying to figure it out.
I'm not. I feel like I'm 12, so, or act like I'm 12 at least. Ernesto, what was your physical address there?
Is it the address right there. This is on my driver's license.
The 10164 Park Place? Park Gate Place?
Yeah.
So it's actually, I'm having a hard time reading the application, but it is 10164?
No. My physical address is going to be at the shop. I got an apartment next door to it. If you look it up and Google it, you'll see a little small bit, like a shiny on the other side. That's where I live on that side.
So it's 3005 Petrie. Okay. Yeah. Is that still Suite B?
That's Suite C.
Okay. So 3005 Petrie. Road Suite C. 30305, right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Yeah. Okay, I'll get working on it with this information, and we'll go from there, man.
You think that'll work?
Well, let me look at the letter here. So I'm writing to acquire with the personal mobile home for starters I own. I'm just reading the letter of explanation here. So you basically work on movie sets then, and
yeah, I got it. It's two sets of income. You see that now?
Sure do. Okay.
That makes sense?
Sure does. Okay, great.
All right, so now you got to do is look at the social media, all that stuff. You can see it. You can see where it makes sense at.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me get it in and get some answers for you here. Might happen today, but I think a lot of people may have taken off, so I'll do my best, buddy.
I sure hope so. I need to get this bus.
All right, Ernesto, well, you have a good 4th. If I don't speak from or hear from you or speak to you the rest of the day, and I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
All right, you have a same. Thank you.
You too. Take care, bud. Bye.